This is Day to Day. I'm Alec Chadwick. Just yesterday morning, an official from the Department of Homeland Security told Congress that the agency is not going to reconsider the cuts it made in anti-terror grants for the cities of Washington and New York. Officials in those cities are still unhappy about the original announcement of the cuts a couple of months ago, and so are officials in some other cities. Allison St. John of member station KPBS reports from San Diego.
San Diego leaders were dismayed but not altogether surprised when they learned the region would lose over $7 million in federal Homeland Security money this year and might soon be dropped from the funding list altogether. Local Homeland Security Chief Jill Olin says everyone noticed when New York got its funding slashed but didn't blink at the cuts in Southern California.
When San Diego was taken off the list, everyone's like, yeah, well, so what? Southern California, who cares? You know, go surfing or something.
The city is used to being dismissed as a sunny tourist destination with little national significance or security risk, but there is another side to San Diego. Standing next to the choppy waters of San Diego Bay, you can see on the left a big white cruise ship moored next to downtown, but on the right is the looming gray hulk of the USS Ronald Reagan, one of two nuclear-powered aircraft carriers moored here. In fact, one-third of the Navy's Pacific Fleet is homeported in San Diego Bay. Just north of the bay, hundreds of cadets drill at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, part of a constellation of bases around San Diego County, including Camp Pendleton and Miramar Air Base, that house 40% of the nation's Marine forces. Bob Welty, director of Homeland Security Projects for San Diego State University, says the strong military presence is one of several significant risk factors that could make San Diego a target.
You know, it could be an aircraft carrier coming into port that could be a target of a coal-like attack by maybe a sizable boat, maybe like a fishing boat or something like that.
If there is a major incident in San Diego, Welty says, the Navy is as likely to head out to sea to protect their ships as to stick around and protect San Diegans. Another vital security concern for San Diego is the border, a point that City Security Chief Jill Olin says Washington officials don't seem to get. Olin says the state of California gets more funds to upgrade border security, but the new urban risk criteria took no account of the fact that San Diego is right on the border. It's home to the busiest border crossing in the world.
We attached a map so that they could see that San Diego and Mexico abutted, and not to be obnoxious or rude, but it just, they didn't really have a good feeling for that.
The big problem for old cities is that the money available for urban security is shrinking. Congress has earmarked about $100 million less this year than last. Russ Kanocki is spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security. He says over time, fewer and fewer regions should need the money.
Quite frankly, we're talking about an eligibility list that really cities don't want to be on. We want to invest in these communities to help them raise their baseline for security so that they fall off of that list.
But that's not the way the cities see it. Amidst all the uncertainty, one thing is clear. Southern California cities that used to collaborate on emergency preparedness now see each other as bitter rivals for the shrinking security dollars and are no longer willing to talk to each other or coordinate their security plans. For NPR News, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.